Hi, this is Sean O'Gorman with your High Definition News Brief for Sunday, June 22nd, 2008, Episode 7, The Gold Standard. This High Definition News Brief is brought to you by the HD Brief Store. Head over to hdbrief.com and check out all of our HD TV accessories and a whole lot more. Hey, and if you're looking to drop us an email, you can find us at hdbrief@gmail.com or drop by our website at hdbrief.com. On today's show, we'll take a look at Canon PC's waste of six perfectly good cable cards. Also, Hippage looks to have released the new gold standard of TV capture cards. That's right, the WinTV HVR 2250 is now shipping. And we've got some good news for all you AT&T UVerse customers out there that are experiencing audio dropout. Cisco Systems has a new set-top box that should ease your pain. And we head on over to Blu-ray.com to check out all of the latest Blu-ray news, information, and reviews. All this and more on today's High Definition News Brief. Hey, a good Sunday morning to you. Hope your week was good. Start things off by Canon PC. They're the makers of high-end home theater PCs. And when we mean high-end, we mean $5,000, $6,000, pushing $7,000 home theater PCs. They've just demoed a PC that's capable of running six simultaneous HDTV captures using six cable cards. Now, the unique thing about this, Windows Media Center, out of the box, only supports two cable cards, which means you can record two shows at once or record a show and watch another live show. Basically, it's got two. You can be tuned to two separate channels at once using your cable card. So Canon PC dropped six cable cards in this one machine. I think it's a little overkill. There might be some industrial applications that this could be useful for, but for your average home user, I think we're happy with two. You know, on a busy day, maybe three, but six is a little overboard. The nice thing about for those of you that don't know what cable cards are, basically it's a way of authorizing a home theater PC or a set-top box or any third-party device that isn't provided by your cable company to allow you to tune to those premium channels you subscribe to. So with a standard, you know, TV capture card or a QAM tuner capture card, basically all you're going to be able to do is capture the channels that are in the clear, that are your basic channels. So for your high def stuff, that might be TNT HD or TBS HD, because those are generally, you know, in the basic digital tier. I have HBO HD and Showtime HD, so unless I have a system with a cable card that can authorize that system for my premium content channels, I would not be able to record anything on HBO HD or Showtime HD. And they're even encrypting ESPN HD. So cable cards are kind of a cool way of just authorizing your equipment and letting the cable company know, hey, this is what I have. You know, give me the channels I pay for. So this Canon PC, home theater PC, can record six simultaneous HDTV feeds using cable cards, which is kind of nifty. I don't think I would have six HDTV channels I'd want to record at once, to tell you the truth. But anyways, looking at another capture card that's not cable card ready is the Hippage WinTV HVR 2250. I tell you, this is a nice, cheap PCI capture card. It's got two separate tuners. Both of them are hardware MPEG encoding, so it's not going to take very much system resources off your PC to record shows. It has both ATSC and NTSC tuners, as well as a QAM tuner. I tell you, this thing has everything. Like I said, onboard MPEG 2 encoding. All for $129. PC Magazine did a review, and they said, quote, it's the new gold standard that all other TV capture cards should be measured up to. So this looks like it's a great great capture card if you're looking to throw a home theater PC together. $129, the price is right. Hippage has been making TV capture cards forever. You know, they're kind of the old kids on the block. Great customer service, and I think they're going to be around for a long time. So check that out. That's the WinTV HVR 2250. And if you're a AT&T UVerse subscriber, you might have been noticing those those audio dropouts. Typically, they happen every 30 seconds to a minute, and the audio will just drop out for just a fraction of a second. It turns out that, in fact, this isn't a problem with your TV or your stereo or any device like that, and it's not limited to any manufacturer of receiver or anything like that. But basically, if you have your AT&T UVerse set-top box hooked up to your receiver or your TV via optical audio, there's an issue with those boxes, and it's going to start dropping audio. There's a great forum on UVerseUsers.com in which they, hundreds of users are finally coming out and saying, I'm having a problem. And they've been getting the runaround from AT&T. If you're fortunate enough to get a level 2 support technician, they're aware of the issue, and they say that they're switching to Cisco set-top boxes, and they're going to ship those out in a few weeks, whether that's 2, 3, 5, or 15 weeks, we're not quite sure. You might have heard that Cisco recently purchased Scientific Atlanta and are rebranding their products. So look for a Scientific Atlanta / Cisco box to arrive in the mail shortly. If you are having those problems, I'd give AT&T UVerse a shout out and put your name on the mailing list so you can grab one of those boxes when they're available. Also, blue-ray.com is our HD website pick of the week. This website is kind of cool. It not only just lists all the Blu-ray movies that are out and that are coming out and categorizes them, but it actually gives reviews on the HD quality of the movie. So how they did the transfer from film to video, and that's called a telescenic transfer. They talk about how good the blacks look, the color saturation, if it's noisy, how much film grain is in there. They go and talk about, not just the movie and the movie reviews, but actually how the Blu-ray disc looks compared to the film print or compared to the standard def disc print. It's kind of a cool website, got a lot of good information. Like I said, they have reviews. You can browse by different genres of movies. Blue-ray.com has a great Blu-ray overview. And if you're a Blu-ray user, I definitely bookmark that website and check back often for updates. Hey, this has been your HD Brief for Sunday, June 22nd. Hope you're having a great weekend, like I said, and keep watching those HD TV shows, and we'll see you Thursday.